Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What did you let slide in 2020? So yesterday I posted a thing to my Instagram story about some nutcrackers that I have, and I like jokingly put them by a pumpkin.
Yeah, so make them autumnal themed.
Yeah, and so my friend Chrissy sent me a message, and she was like, don't feel bad, I still have my tree up from last year.
Whoa!
And I was like, say what now? And she just sent a picture. I posted it up on our Instagram and our story, 105.1 The Buzz. But like, I think a lot of us have let a lot of things slide this year, like where we just haven't done them because with the pandemic and quarantining, like it's just...
She really let that slide though, because the pandemic started in March. There's 3 months between Christmas and a pandemic.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least it's not decorated. It just has like a pumpkin on it right
now. She had no goals of taking that down.
But like, I feel like a lot of stuff, like it's been hard to be motivated to do things that you normally would do.
Oh yeah, I totally let my physique go, if that's what you would call it.
My physique's been gone since I had a kid. I don't even try to get that thing back. But we put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz.
Yep.
And Jennifer said she let all housework go because nobody's coming over, so who cares?
Yeah, housework is the only thing I'm doing. Like, I'm just like, I can't stop cleaning. That's the only thing that keeps me busy during the day.
I got some baseboards if you want to come over and wipe them down.
I will do that. I actually will. It sounds intriguing, engaging, and exciting.
Come clean my fridge out. Genevieve said bras, which I feel that. Like, I've never gone so braless for so long. Like, I put one on to come to work.
Yeah.
But I'm home for longer hours now, so mm-hmm. I'm just like, do-do-do. On Friday, I take my bra off, and it doesn't come back till Monday. Like,
well, thanks for putting it on when you come to work.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Colette said my yard, she didn't do any weeding this year.
Oh, man.
Which, that's
again,
the worst.
Like, if I had a yard, which I don't, out in the Coover, I would probably be doing a lot of yard work as well.
Alicia said it's not her Christmas tree, but she never took the lights off of their deck. And at this point, she's just going to leave them up through New Year's now.
Not mad at that either. There's like 3 people in my neighborhood who still have Christmas wreaths up and never took them down.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I started to decorate now, if I could just slide in with those people and no one would say anything.
I think you need to figure out what your HOA will allow first.
I'm bringing inflatables into the studio. Don't even play. So what did you let slide in 2020? 503-733-5105.
Hey, I've let my kids' grades kind of slide this year. My daughter currently has a D in science, and as long as she passes, I just don't even care this year.
I mean, it's hard with virtual learning because you got to have them sit still, they mm-hmm. got to focus, and then it's like a parent, especially if you're working, you can't be there constantly to monitor that they're doing what they're supposed to.
Yeah, and then they only had like a half of a year last year, so I just... kind of, as long as they pass, I don't even care. I used to be really, really hard. They had to get A's and B's, and now I'm just like, just make it through this year.
I'd be terrible in a virtual learning environment. I needed extra help in school just to get like B's, maybe an A minus. Otherwise, it was straight C's and D's. But without that personal attention from a teacher, like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
It would be bad.
It is really hard. Yeah.
And as they get older, there's not an episode of Sesame Street for everything. That's what I'm starting to learn. Like, Daniel Tiger's only taken us so far.
So she's starting science this year. They just started this year. They haven't had science before now. So I've resorted to Magic School Bus.
I would need the magic school bus to get me through a virtual school year.
Miss Frizzle, she's got it. What have you let slide in 2020?
I had just let go of makeup entirely. I used to be one of those people who would just wear, you know, full makeup everywhere I went. And now it's just like, who cares? Half of it's covered by a mask anyway. Nobody's going to be seeing me.
You know, and if you put on a pair of big glasses and a hat, nobody can really see you.
You've actually taken that to a whole new level. The big glass hat mask thing.
I basically disappear, which is pretty difficult for somebody in my size. I'm pretty happy. I feel that though. I don't always wear makeup now. A lot of times I just make sure I still have sunscreen on, you know, because I want to look young forever.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know.
Sunscreen is a must, but everything else, we can do without that.
I can't even remember the last time I put lotion on my body. It's probably dying of thirst right now, you know?
All right, I'm just going to back right up.
What? Like, you know how you're supposed to put, like, lotion on your legs and, like, on your elbows and your ankles and stuff? I haven't done any of that. No self-care.
I don't do that stuff. I only do it if it's absolutely necessary.
Oh, well, apparently it hasn't been necessary.
How do you know?
I was talking about my own body, weirdo. what have you let slide in 2020?
My car.
You just stopped doing maintenance on it, washing it, or what?
No, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it has not been through a car wash this whole time. I haven't even, like, hand washed it because I was like, I'm not doing it. And then with a kid, you can only imagine how dirty it's gotten on the inside.
Mm. Oh, man, it's a chicken nugget graveyard in there.
Right? So I'm actually about to go out of town, which this doesn't make any sense because I'm going out of town on a plane. I'm not even taking my car, but I plan on cleaning out my car this week before I go out of town.
At least it'll sit there in the driveway looking nice and pretty.
Yeah, you know, we'll see how that goes. The inside is what matters, I think, the most, because no matter what, the outside of your car is going to get dirty every time you drive it.
I feel like by keeping my car so messy, it's a deterrent to thieves, because they're like, oh,
I'm not taking
this
thing.
There's ketchup on the floor. I don't want to slide my hand in that.
Yeah, there's nothing in here they need at all unless they're looking for some old McDonald's fries, a kid's chicken nugget or goldfish, a toy. That's about it. That's all
I've
I got.
I've been the same way, and I've also been letting maintenance slide. And so, like, I got an oil change not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to get new brake pads because apparently you need those to stop your vehicle.
Yes.
And I feel like the universe is mocking me because the day after I got the brake pads done, one of the headlights went out. And if you are a person of the law, I am not saying this is what happened, but it's been out for about a week and a half now.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting until the next check or if we could get a stimulus check so I can buy a new headlight. Because it is pricey in an SUV.
Well, I'll tell you what. At least you're driving around people, giving people something to do and play the pediddle game.
That's all that's happening every time
that's
I go by.
True. My tags are also out. I feel like a lot of people's tags are out, though.
I feel like I've got this together. I got a new license for the state of Washington.
Yeah.
I got new tags. I got the brake pads. Like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to, and the universe is like, oh, okay, are you trying to get it together?
Let us take that headlight from you.
Let's take that headlight out. Next thing you know, a windshield wiper's just gonna fly right off.
At least you know you're almost street legal now.
Almost.
Almost. All right, just keep it in pediddle mode for the rest of the year.
Wait, Boo Bear, your husband's a police officer. What does he say about being a pediddle on the streets?
He doesn't know I'm riding dirty right now, and he doesn't need to know. We want to know, what have you put off in 2020?
Leaving my house in acceptable clothing.
I mean, I'm not going to play. The other day, I was wearing dirty sweatpants and then the office Christmas holiday sweatshirt with no bra. So I feel you in my soul. What have you been rocking out?
I ran to get food and go to CVS in my feety pajama zip-up Jack Skellington outfit.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's in the theme. I mean, Halloween is just like 30 days or something.
I mean, putting on shoes 25? For me is a process right now.
I actually didn't do that. I wore the slippers.
Good for you.
Laces are too much work at this point.
More PJs in public. That's what I say.
Yep. With the actual, like, it wasn't fully over my face, but, you know, I had the hood on because my hair was all a mess. And
by the time you throw the mask into it, it is a whole look. It is a mood.
It is. It was like the first day that it was a little chilly, and I was like, getting all cozy.
Did you run to the grocery store? Where were you going?
No, I ran to our local pharmacy and to Taco Bell, so it was great.
You ran for the border. There's nothing wrong with that.
Taco Bell has no judgment. They've seen some way worse things in that drive-thru.
Yes, they have.
I'm going to start wearing my onesie pajamas to work. I got
Please
one
don't.
That looks like Santa Claus.
Please don't.
Does it have the beard, too?
No, but you know what? I should get a mask and just put the fur and the hair on it and make my own Santa beard.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Gosh, I should start an Etsy store. That's the most brilliant idea ever.
All right, start Santa the mask. Etsy store. Don't come to work like that or I'm calling out.
Go ahead and call out because I'm going to have a furry face and be proud of it. What have you let slide in 2020?
I have not been shaving my legs. Like, forget about it. What's the point?
I mean, that is true.
I only shave my legs once in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you shave your leg?
It was for wrestling because your hairs would get caught in the mats.
Sometimes if I have on a pair of like the fleece-lined leggings, it'll get stuck in there too.
Oh.
It really hurts when you pull them off.
How often are you supposed to shave your legs?
Like every couple of days.
Are you?
I'm married.
It seems like a lot of maintenance.
That rule's very different
for
me.
It is a lot of maintenance. It's awful.
I think the last time I shaved my legs was before I had a kid. And they shaved them for me.
You probably have more hair than I do now.
No, I am a delicate flower, Mike. My people are hairless.
I can feel the wind going through my leg hair when I walk outside if I have shorts on. It's kind of intriguing.
I can't even do that, so good for you.
Sometimes I have to brush mine with a soft baby brush just to get it all going in the same direction.
Oh, my God. Please never say anything like that again.
You want to see it?
No.
I'll pull one of these ham hocks out right now.
I'm going straight to HR.
What have you let slide in 2020?
I haven't done my makeup in like 8 months.
It's covered by a mask. Like, you, I feel that.
And I feel like your makeup would get on the inside of your mask, right?
Have you not seen mine? It's disgusting.
That is terrifying.
I look like a bad spray tan is rubbed off on the inside of my white mask. And it's because, like, no matter what I wear, I even went and got the setting spray.
Yeah.
That's supposed to keep it from rubbing off, and nothing seems to stop it.
Ugh.
Stop looking at my mask with judgment.
I can't. It's disgusting. I'm queasy now.
No, I totally recommend not wearing any makeup because it's just so much less work. I don't have to worry about, like, making sure it's not sliding off or anything like that. So, yeah, it's not worth it. Don't worry about it, Liz.
That and maskne, that's what I think they're calling it. I think that's one of those buzzwords, maskne.
Maskne? Is that why I've been breaking out? I thought I was too old for this.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was at the age. If I have to use anti-wrinkle and anti-breakout, I feel like it's just a cruel, cruel world. But yeah, so with that, I mean, you don't want to just rubbing it into your pores. I mean, I'm still doing it because I'm reckless, but then I need the makeup.
No comment.
Never seen me. Hey, how dare you? How dare you? All right. What have you let slide in 2020?
Okay, so this was only while in quarantine, but it was Sunday Funday every day. Like, it was margaritas by 1 o'clock every day.
I'm not mad at that life. I get home from work at 11 a.m. 1 o'clock is perfectly acceptable.
Man. I'm going to be honest. When I was younger, I used to, like, drink and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you give me even, like, 2 margaritas, like, I am feeling it for 3 to 5 business days. Like, I can't just drink like I used to.
Oh, no. That was definitely, I could not handle that at all. But 1 o'clock, that was my margarita time. I had one margarita every day.
Margarita a day keeps the doctor away. And you're a mom, so you're responsible for another human life. For.
I have a husband that's at home, too.
Well, the key is to not make it super heavy, and you can only have one. That's it.
I love it. I want to live this life. I want margaritas.
Margarita Monday.
You know, I honestly at this point prefer to eat my carbs and calories. So, like, I'm more down for Taco Tuesday.
Sure.
So if you want to get some Ortega tomorrow, I'll throw down.
I'm game.
What have you let slide in 2020? Started talking about this because I have a friend who still has her Christmas tree up from last year. And at this point, might as well just let it stay up all the way through the season.
I mean, she had hard goals of letting it slide in 2020 if it's been up all year.
We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. Chazzy said shaving her legs.
Oof.
Colette said her yard, which, woof, I hate yard work.
I wish I had a yard because it would give me something to do outside.
I don't like bugs and dirt, and that is where they live, is outside.
I'll come over and do your yard work then.
I've told you, come over. You're more than welcome to.
We still have to discuss the payment plan.
I'm not going to pay you, and I don't think I'd let you in my house if you needed the restroom or water, but you can totally come do it. What if you let slide? Go and comment on our social media. Liz and Mike in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.